This is the first day, of the first September retreat 2009 here at the Springwater. Cool, breezy morning. The sky covered with clouds, most of it. Making amazing different shapes. Colors from dark gray to light gray. Words really don't truly match. What actually takes place, moving, nothing really statically there, just moving. Same as looking at trees. And branches and leaves. Sometimes still, some breeze comes, moving the leaves, small branches. In a free-flowing kind of base, embrace, in a stillness. In the tree, close to the deck, the name doesn't come to mind right now, which is, you know, more easily to see the moving of leaf and kind of touching together and then moving in different direction, like no resistance, no conflict. coming of insect. Dog barking at the distance. Sound of wind, birds chirping, full of energy. Not the excitement of that I sometimes experience, you know, making a little something about anything and then getting boosted a little bit. Nothing wrong about anything, that's how it feels now. It's not in the realm of good and bad, if I can use that word. But it's in this neutral kind of watching, sensing, looking, feeling, smelling, breathing. Taking everything in, simply because it's here. Not because I choose to do so. The mind is quiet, meaning not self-reflecting and bringing the sense of hear somebody talking, not talking, feeling, sensing. The absence of that right now, and with that, a sense of well-being, a base in which is totally trustworthy, nothing to fear, because it's not the self-concern how I'm going to be received, the fear to be judged or misinterpreted, whatever. I can spend hours naming all the different waves that sometimes do happen. More often than not, isn't it? Usually the first day here come, you know, something that have been done in the past is to talk about listening. But what is coming now is, which is the same, what is the understanding that is here about meditative inquiry, which I feel right now that it's appropriate to use that word. What does that point to? And what is coming to my mind right now is the image when I was raising my kids. I don't know exactly if it started around the first month or 2 months of being born, that this ball of flesh and blood and flexible bones and eyes that opened, and they were not really like searching anything. This is like that loop that doesn't have any direction whatsoever. It's coming so vividly right now. And I remember, you know, how they took their little feet and the toe, put it in the mouth. Like tasting, you know, through all the senses, you know, to this natural movement that of curiosity, like a ball of curiosity. You know, getting all the finger of the hand inside the mouth was amazing sometimes. Watching, you know. With full interest. Curiosity, ball of, like a sponge absorbing everything. And as they grew and crawl, you know, anywhere they go, dust, flies, anything that was on the way was right to the mouth and tasted, you know, a way of knowing, you know, this natural thing was not directed by anything. It's natural. And as we grew older, even myself included, you know, when they began to really ask questions, I remember getting tired. I have a daughter that she was always asking questions. Every little thing. And sometimes feeling annoyed. So the whole process of shutting down that ball of curiosity that is, as Bimala put it, in the heart of every human being. So it's a natural thing that something that is not quite understood and is especially if it's causing problems and pain, the natural thing is just say, what is going on? What is this? But obviously, looking at myself and through habit, education, etc., to our question, answers were given, handed down. This is what, how life is. This is how you are. Not letting this not knowing and experimentation really blossom, blooming, whatever course it needs to take. Was like putting a dam into a flowing river. So instead of the natural direction, if I can call it that way, to really be here and investigate, feel it out, went outwardly. And the whole system is built in that way. For the trillion reasons, I really don't know. So that inquiry is just an invitation to awaken. Invite in. That curiosity that is our true nature, really. The intelligence that is really asking for sanity. It's nothing more than that. The question itself is already coming from that what we really are, that silence, that intelligence that is kind of knocking at the door, asking for attention and caring, which is the same. and trusting that what needs to be seen and discovered will appear, will disclose itself in this open question, or as Tony put it, the silent question of just being here with nothing. Connecting right now, saying that of others that said mysteries and revelation come from the same place. I will say same source. And right now, that is clear right now. What was a mystery was something hidden. Not that was somewhere else and somebody discovered. Hidden because the ripening was not there to see it. So it is closed in the right second, moment, whatever, and there it is. We call it that revelation. The mystery about anything. Can go also, I can apply also, why am I reacting this way? You know, if there is not the clarity, there is the mystery. Has been here all the time. Isn't it? I mean, hidden, running us, making sound, noise, talking too much, rationalizing, all, you know, that. But if we could respond intelligently, all these sounds are asking for, see me. Not that they are entity, but, you know, here I am, you know. Look at me. Truly, directly. Is coming to mind right now that question can come from other sources also. They may disguise themselves as, you know, good question, intelligent question, but maybe not. So who can assure us? And a simple thing that is coming to mind. Debbie Louie, that lived, you know, down the road, has a son, Joseph, and he, in the summer, he does some little job. And one of the jobs he does is mowing the lawn, and he does wains and mine. And one day I was in the deck, And there was Joseph, you know, in his mowing the lawn. And then he got up and went very happy where he was and said, "Sandra, I found a stream of water right in your lawn down." So I went down with him. It was, you know, a little stream of water coming. And I asked the question, "Where did this water come from?" And he looked at me and said, "From the earth, of course." It was like, I don't know where the, you know, was lost in space and time. It was so clear, from the earth, what else? Right there. Missing the mark. Things like that, you know, it was a mirror instantly. Where, you know, the question was coming from. It's not judgment, it's laughing, you know. How sometimes, you know, this brain can be somewhere else and come with things that doesn't make sense at all. Yeah. We are having a group meeting, and anything that doesn't, you know, that you feel that what was said has missed the mark, or whatever, feel free to challenge each other, and so we can go wherever needs to be. To go, the energy mean. So, we all have been in groups, so I don't need to say anything else. We will end it here.